We get the car back on the road because we need to check in with what's going on in the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth Bryant is in the marketing department and the public relations team. And good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Good morning.
You told us that you want to focus on sports, which is typically not your lane, but you're stepping outside of your comfort zone to honor these student athletes that work tremendously hard to have the success that they do, balancing their academics and their sport of choice.
Yes. So first, we had a recent student celebration. We recognized a lot of academic things at that. But one thing that our board has talked to our superintendent about and everybody's on the same page about is making sure that sometimes our students don't make it to the finals of something or they're not the top of the top of the top. But that doesn't discount the great work that they do. And so one thing that we've done is introduce some special recognitions at our board meetings. We previously just had Board of Trustees Awards, and that was for state and national recognition. And so we're doing another layer of special recognition. And for example, recently we recognized Indianland Middle School's 7th grade volleyball and their 7th grade football because they went to a conference championship and won. And although there's not a state championship for middle school, they were the winners of that conference championship. And so that's one layer of that. But we do have a lot of teams that have been moving successfully through the playoff schedule. And so I want to just kind of highlight some things. First, with basketball, our Indianland boys basketball is in the, what I believe is the third round of the 5A D2. Our LHS girls made it to the third round. They did fall short, but we are very proud of the success they had this season. And again, at LHS, our boys have they're still in it and they're playing on March the 3rd. AJ2A girls basketball won in game 3 and they're headed to Florence this weekend. And I can tell you, I was at one of the local elementary schools and our coach for that team, for that girls team, he works in that elementary school at Kershaw Elementary, and they were cheering him up even in advance of this most recent game. And they were actually have named a Coach Fair Day. And so let's give a little shout out to Coach Fair. We were fortunate enough to have Coach Fair and his team at the board meeting last year following the basketball season. And so we're hoping to see you again there this year, Coach Fair and AJHS girls. Along with that, Tamia Watkins from AJHS was named the South Carolina 2A All-State Team Player of the Year, and Bryce Peterson at the same school was named the Co-Player of the Year for the 2A All-State team. LHS recognized Jordan Watford recently. He is their all-time leading scorer in basketball. So shout out there to Jordan. And from we've also had some wrestling success, guys. I mean, it's a lot of success going on. We're really excited about it. So five A state champions from Indianland was Abby Shaw for girls and the 100-pound state champion. Sam Soko for boys, 144-pound state champion. And Jalen Culp for boys and 165-pound state champion. And it doesn't stop there. Indianland High School wrestling was also, they were not the dual state champion, but they did collect the most points at the individual state championship. And they're going to be recognized at the North-South match for this. Heading down to the Buford, BHS's Nate Gardner was the 132-pound state champ, and they also had a couple of students that placed in other classes, and that was Tucker Bond placed second in the 215-pound, and Antonia Amos took third in the 150-pound. And then we shift back over to LHS. They had two All-State wrestlers, and first, Jaden Shannon placed fourth in the 106-pound, and Nietzsche Pemberton in 2025 in the 170-pound weight class was the champion. And now she becomes the first ever two-time state champion in the history of Lancaster High School. So we're really excited about that, excited for her. And we welcomed her last year, and we're looking forward to seeing her again at the trustees meeting. And then our archery team, I want to highlight them as well. And so we know we think about what happens on a field or a court, but let's be honest, those guys are out there and they're marching and they're doing archery, and they're it's very physical as well. And so the Buford archery team competed in the 2025 4th Brigade JROTC Regional Southern Bullseye Archery Competition.
Ooh, good job, Elizabeth. That was,
and that was in North Carolina. And so they placed third overall out of 25 schools with 34 teams and 244 archers. And the top five teams will advance to the 4th Brigade Best of the Best in Hickory in March. And so we're excited to hear what those results will be for Buford.
Wow.
Wow, that was impressive.
Elizabeth, the next time that Chris Miller is off, I think we're going to call you up and you can just do the sports report.
You can add that to your resume.
So really wanting to make sure we highlight everybody across the district.
I think it's great. Yeah.
This is what we have learned by working in radio. Young people love to hear their names covered, announced, said on the radio. Their grandparents love it. Their parents love it. So these individuals, you're right. Like, just sometimes given the way news is structured and how we have to deliver it, we cannot do, for example, every single weight class. But you actually proved that you can do it pretty quickly. Hopefully you caught all that as fast as we were moving along. But, you know, you get it. Every weight class has a different winner. But congratulations on honoring those that have made it. They might not have won the championship or brought home the trophy, but they got close enough. And, you know, you can look at those if you're looking at academics as like B and C students. A lot of times B and C students get overlooked, and they work just as hard, and they should be honored in addition to the A students. And
exactly.
I applaud y'all if those individuals are invited to stand at a board meeting and have their names read for all to hear. They're in the room, and those listening on social media, I mean, you don't know what that will do for these young people. It might really drive them to then win so they can get on the stage again. So it really is a nice way to honor these young people. They have a lot thrown at them at this age.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that we think a lot of times about a team win, but these are some individual wins we also highlighted. And each of those individuals, no matter what role they play in that team, are really crucial to the success of that team. And we think about that also in the classroom. And so I think when we talk about those leaders on the court or the field, that we also know that they're typically our student athletes, they are really, we think of them first as a student and that success that they have in the classroom and what supports we can provide so that they can have both of those opportunities.
Well, we just got done talking about a soft skill competition that I was actually able to judge in four middle schools last night. And those are they're learning things on the court and the mat, as well as the classroom, that they will be able to take with them forever. And it's huge. So kudos to y'all for being an encourager and walking alongside those athletes.
All right. Well, that's an update from the Lancashire County School District. Again, Elizabeth, be ready. The first time someone's out, they're going to call you up. You can call a football game, a wrestling match, and a basketball game.
There
okay?
You, go.
You got it?
Thank y'all. It's good to be with you.
It's top of the hour.